Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. College professors have been instructed to become the inclusivity police. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the golden-mouthed saint. Florida begins the long process of recovery following Hurricane Irma, and Apple announced its new line of products yesterday. Today we open on the education front with a story sent by a listener. The College Fix is reporting that Utah Valley University is, like other colleges, implementing policies disciplining students for expressing unpopular opinions. The dean's office circulated a letter to all faculty entitled, Recognizing and Responding to Students of Concern. While the letter addressed the handling of students who were engaging in inappropriate language, stalking, angry outbursts, bullying, or threats of self-harm, it also said that those who engage in concerning communication and vulgar language should be reported. The professor who made the letter to the faculty available to the College Fix said that the letter had been circulated a day after an administrator told faculty at a back-to-school meeting that even comments which made the university seem like a, quote, less inclusive institution should be reported to the behavior assessment team. The professor told the Fix, quote, I'm afraid that this behavior assessment team is a bias response team in disguise, and continued, in the past, we have always been told that the behavioral assessment team was for students who were a threat to physical safety or for students who are disrupting the learning process. This year is the first time when we have been encouraged to report students for their words that may go against the inclusivity initiative or that may subjectively make someone, quote, feel unsafe. Today's quote of the day comes from St. John Chrysostom. If you cannot find Christ in the beggar at the church door, you will not find him in the chalice. Today in the Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. John Chrysostom. John was born in the city of Antioch around the year 344. He was given the name Chrysostom, which means golden-mouthed, because of his eloquence. He was raised as a Christian and at 30 chose to follow the anchorite way of life in the mountains. For 2 years he mortified his body, barely sleeping and remaining standing while committing the Bible to memory. Upon his return to Antioch 12 years later on account of his poor health, he was ordained a priest, and 12 years after that was made Archbishop of Constantinople. St. John Chrysostom was a powerful preacher, but experienced much opposition to his teachings and ended up twice exiled. Nevertheless, he became a doctor of the church. He died before he could reach the destination of his second exile, his last words being, Glory be to God for all things. St. John Chrysostom, pray for us. Florida is trying to pick up the pieces after Hurricane Irma swept through the state with a fury this past weekend. Some airports are open for business and curfews are being lifted. The Associated Press is saying 9.5 million, or just under half of the state's population, are without power. Over 300 people lined up outside the Publix in Naples, exhibiting various levels of frustration at the delays in opening. In the Florida Keys, where 25% of the homes were said to be destroyed and 65% sustained severe damage, emergency workers struggled to account for all the victims of Irma, both living and dead, and to make sure food and water were available to those who needed them. Road crews worked hard to repair highways which were washed out or damaged, and they also checked the 42 bridges which connect the islands for structural integrity. In the city of Immokalee, residents are working hard at coming together and cleaning up.
It's been like I don't want to say the word hell, but it's been like hell. It's been a struggle for everybody here, but you know what? We're going to make it. We're helping each other. This is our restaurant. Our family's pitching in to help out. We're helping out the community. But hopefully we get electrical here quick because people are running out of gas and generators. You make sure that people get shelter, get food, get water, because some of these mobile homes is not livable no more. As you right around this town, you'll see for yourself. Here's a diverse city. You have Haitians, Spanish, Guatemalans, Mexican Americans, and getting the voice out to this community is kind of hard right now. So hopefully we can do a little bit of better work on that.
Emotionally, to me, it hurts. It really does to see my town like this, you know. But, you know, we're here. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna be strong for each other.
The President and First Lady are expected to visit the storm-ravaged state tomorrow. In the technology sector, Apple came out with some pretty big announcements yesterday. They are rolling out three new iPhones, the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus, with wireless charging, improved photo capability, and better speakers. They also presented consumers with the iPhone 10, which has no home button, has an edge-to-edge screen, and uses facial recognition as a security feature. The iPhone 10 is selling for $999. Also revealed was the Series 3 Apple Watch for $399 with cellular capability, the new heart rate monitoring features, and the ability to access millions of songs on Apple Music. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for the Mike Church Show, king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.